This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of the show. We are in hour two. That's right. We do this 3 hours every single night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's fantastic. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us via Skype. Our handle is lrn.fm there. Or via the amp lines. And we actually have Jay on the amp lines. And we're talking about farming and, I guess, the health of the animal. Jay was talking about that he saw, you know, dairy operations where there's just thousands of cows lined up, and it's not a very healthy situation. And he was just about to tell us about an operation where I think there was only 200 to 300. Is that right, JJ? Are you with us?
Yeah, he's got 200 cows, and they're up in Rome, New York.
Okay.
But
I used to hang out there a lot.
Well, when in Rome.
Yeah, if you go, Route 69 up towards Camden, it's the very first dairy farm on the right.
We don't want anybody to his house.
Well, you know, but what's interesting, though, I think that an interesting point that you're bringing up, Jay, is that a lot of people don't know this about New York. I'm from New York, and when you say that, of course, obviously everybody thinks, oh, wow, the city. No. You don't understand. Once you get above the Catskills, it's all farmland.
New York is New England with one of the largest metros in the world tacked on the end of it.
Exactly, yeah. So if people are hearing, what do you mean there's farms in New York? Believe me, it's what, probably 80% of the state is. Go ahead, Jay.
New York actually, I believe, 2012 was like the number 5 or 6 producer of cow's milk in the nation.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Burn Dairy, big one.
Yep. So he's got two big dairy barns, and there's about 100 cows per barn that he's generally milking. And these cows all get turned out. They get brushed.
Daily?
Yep, they're out all day long.
Who brushes cows? What?
All the guys who've got less than 100 cows, I'll tell you what, they love them things like, they treat them like you treat your pigs, Mark.
Yeah?
I mean, they make sure they're clean.
All right.
They
got, I guess you're right, because if somebody would have said, who brushes pigs, I would have said, I do.
Yeah.
I just use it to scratch their backs, but they really like it. You've got to get, I managed to get two brushes in one hand and one brush in another, and I can do 3 pigs at once.
Yeah, they groom their cows, they clean them up, if there's anything going, and they know right away when a cow is sick.
Yeah.
They can tell by the way the cow walks in the farm.
Yep.
I've been there when the old man says, hey, so-and-so, make sure, mark her with an X, and they'll take a crayon and just make an X on her, rump, and, make sure the milk goes into the can, not into the pipeline, because the pipeline goes into the tank. Now, what they call I think it's called somatic cell count. I might be saying that wrong.
Okay.
But it's a part per million cell count. And when it gets to, we're going to say use the number 300, but I don't know what the number is. But now these guys in New York tell me, that these little dairies, that if their cell count is over like, and it's like the bacteria is over like 2-something, I can't remember exactly, and somebody should Google this to check it out.
Sure.
200 something parts per million, their milk gets rejected. Now, these guys, the big dairies, they got 4,000 or 5,000 head, their limit is much, much higher. Mm. And it was 380 something, or I don't quote me the numbers, but you start looking into this. And I talked to both of these farmers, you know?
Yep.
And I'm like, well, the other guys tell me they're like 200. Oh, that's because, they're probably you know, there's stricter standards if you got less than X amount of cows.
So I've heard this more than once. I've heard, you know, like I would be, Jay, if you were just calling in and saying this and I didn't know something about farming, I would be very skeptical of what you're saying. But the fact is I've talked to farmers over and over that say for whatever reason the big farming operations have these, you know, there's more latitude than the little ones do.
Yeah.
Now, it could be just the conversations that little farmers have about big farmers. I don't know, but... It's
lobbying. They're very powerful.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is this from the law, Jay, or are they just saying that they just have...
I'll tell you exactly what it is. Now, I've talked to these guys out west, and, you know, they're just trying to make a living like anyone else. And
sure.
But anyways, what they say is that Dairy Farmers of America is who buys a lot of that milk out there, DFA. And what they say is that DFA wants to deal with... you know, maybe 30, 40 different farmers that got, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 cows.
Big loves big, and this is true in business. And that's why, you know, the government almost always does business with big companies.
Yeah.
Not 5,000 farmers who are milking 45 cows. And now there's the biggest thing with dairy people should really be paying attention to, and this is something that should be Googled, is, and this happens from what I believe is only in Holstein cows. And there is a protein that Holstein cows create, and that Holstein that protein is called an A1C3. I think if somebody Googles that, they're going to get close to it. They're going to see what I'm talking about. My mom is like very intense on not consuming Holstein milk because it's got a lot of health problems for people.
And okay.
Don't take my word for it. Google it. Now the Holstein cow. From
this is like a Holstein is in comparison to like a Jersey cow?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
A Guernsey, a Brown Swiss.
Right, right.
These cows are like what they would call heirloom cows. Your Holstein cows, your Monsanto genetically engineered cow. Now, it's not Monsanto, I don't believe, really has any credit in,
right.
in it. Basically, your Holstein cow is your thoroughbred horse of cows.
Okay.
It's an engineered breed. Now, these Holstein cows that are all jacked up on all kinds of really high-energy feed, like corn silage and cotton seed and, you know, all this nutrition goes into them, they're making like, they're doing like 100 pounds of milk a day, 95 pounds of milk a day.
Wow. Lord. A lot of milk.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You know, a gallon of milk is like 8.2 gallons or something. I mean, 8.2 pounds.
Probably less than
that. Now, your heirloom cows, like there's a guy up in New York, up by Lake Champlain, and he does seasonal dairy. And he doesn't milk throughout the winter. The cows milk for about, you know, 8 months.
Right.
And has Red Devons are his cows. And they're, you know, cows are just like any vegetable you can think of. There's not just the one that they have in a grocery store. There's hundreds of others. And, his Red Devons are like 35, 36 pounds a day. That's it.
Yeah, it's a third of milk production. I Googled the differences between Jersey and Holstein milk, and what I see here is that Jersey cows produce more milk fat than Holsteins do.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah,
I
mean,
but people are buying 2% and skim milk all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they probably don't have much value for the milk fat, honestly.
Yeah. Jay, thank you so much for this is really enlightening. I mean, genuinely enlightening stuff.
Yeah, it makes me happy that that we buy our food the way we buy our food, at my house. So we go to a farm to get our milk.
Right.
And I see how those cows are treated. I see where they eat and I see how they, you know, they go to, you know, they go get milk certain times a day and they've got grass on the ground. Yeah, there's some spots that are beaten in. There's, you know, but generally they've got grass to eat and all that stuff. And it makes me comfortable. And this is one of the reasons why I buy my food this way.
Right.
I want We can have a conversation about whether animals have rights or not,
sure.
But there is an aesthetic to treating animals well that makes me feel better about consuming them.
You could argue it's more nutritious, too.
Yeah, I think that point could definitely be made, especially considering a lot of what Jay was talking about, this mass food production process is hurting the animal and thus in turn hurting you.
Yeah, but I mean, butter from cows that are grass-fed is naturally golden color because it has the vitamin A carotenoids from the grass.
Right.
Whereas with other types of butter that from not grass-fed cows, sometimes they even add coloring to it to make it more yellow.
To make it palatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something because so many people are really removed from the process of, how they get their food. They're so removed from what that takes. And I think that is a very, to be conscious of these things is a major part of your health. And it's true. A lot of people say no matter what diet you go on, say you go on one of these diets, paleo diet, or you go vegetarian or something like that. Usually what happens is the first step of any of those diets, whether they're a fad or not, is to start eating more natural foods and to understand more about the foods. And as soon as you do that, suddenly you're losing weight. Because, again, understanding where your food comes from, understanding the food, choosing healthy food, having that whole grasp of knowledge, like Jay was laying out, is just key to your health. It's absolutely key.
Say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained angioprim consultant. Call angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hottest thing happening on Sunday night. Well, unless, I don't know, maybe you're doing something really fun. But you can still do it while you listen to the show. This great thing about radio is you get to multitask. You can listen in. You don't have to tear your eyes away from anything. If there's a beautiful woman or a beautiful man in front of you, you can still keep gazing and doing whatever else you do. Anyway, tonight it
you
is
could
Brian.
You could gaze at us at the cam.
You could. You could go to cam.freetalklive.com and you could gaze at us. You can oogle at whoever. But tonight it is Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, would you be willing to tell me where I could get some really great pins?
That's right. You can go to shinybadges.com. They have these sort of...
Amazing. You had that ready.
That's right. Thank you so much for seeing that. So, yeah, they've got these sort of one-inch shiny pins. You know, the kind that people put on their lapels. And they've got all different kinds of them there. And they're great for starting conversations. I've got one of the black and gold flag. I love it. I put it on every once in a while when I go to a liberty-oriented convention. And
I wear some shiny badges as well.
And,
absolutely.
And I love these things. Anyway, you can go there. If you haven't been there before, check out the Causes tab. Because there, they've got all different kinds of pins, but those pins support a cause. So, for instance, the anti-war pin supports antiwar.com. The Thanks But No Tanks pin supports the Bearcat Defense Fund. The Shire Society pin supports Shire Sharing. And the Anonymous pin supports the Electronic Freedom Foundation. Go to shinybadges.com, click on the Causes tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products but that not only start a conversation with your neighbors, but support causes you believe in. And plus, if you order in Bitcoin, you get a free gift. shinybadges.com.
Fantastic. I'm a huge fan myself. Let's go to, of course, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can get us on Skype at lrn.fm. That is the Skype handle. And we have Howard on Skype right now, actually. Let's go to Howard. Howard, are you with us?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to get to the point of my topic that I'm calling in for.
Sure.
It does upset me because I know Free Talk Live and what it does, and I do find it to be a value of expressing, like, what is going on, and I think it proves to me because every time I listen every month, there seems to be somebody that will call into the show and express how that it has changed their views of liberty, and a lot of people like you, Brian, who have served, like, the government and been the, you know, like me, that, you know, did that in the past.
Sure.
We believed, like, other things that were right and came to the decision and understanding that we were being used and being oppressed. And I'm really pissed off because these trolls, like, try to pick on Mark and try to, like, bring up his past. And I can't, like, try to tell me anybody who hasn't made mistakes in the past. Mark, to me, and my only experience with knowing the man is from Free Talk Live, and he is a good radio host, and he tries to speak about what he finds unjust, and he does a great job. And people try to pick on that, and they try to bring up his past where he has. He has a past where, you know, of course, he wants to leave it behind. And I'm just trying to say that I support him, and I find the people that keep trying to bring that up to be irreprehensible and lame. I mean, Mark, to me, I've known him since before 2008 when I started listening to Free Talk Live. Mark Edge has been nothing but an upstanding person. He has never shown any kind of intimation of being anything like what he has been accused of in the past. And, like, just somebody to be so lame and just sit behind, like, internet walls and just bring that up and call in, actually, to a show. I mean,
well, Howie, I appreciate you. I really do appreciate your stance on this. I thank you so much.
You're modest. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, here's the one thing that I kind of, the fact is that I've got this murder conviction, and it's a reality. You know, there's nothing I can do about it.
Thank you for the call, Howie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very much.
And there's, I mean, the thing that I'm surprised of is that there's so few people that do this. There's this one guy, David Allen, who gets his jollies out of calling in.
Well, James does it, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But only, he only references the other guy. I don't feel like he's... I don't feel like he uses that as the primary lever. This other guy does it all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I honestly expected this more often. I've expected worse treatment on the air and frankly have gotten, you know, reasonably well treated, which says to me that most people are willing to forgive. If you turn your life around, that they are.
Yeah.
And what David has said in the past is that he philosophically disagrees with me on many, many issues. 40% was the terminology he used. And that's, you know, that to some extent that's really his motivation. So if that's his motivation, then, well, you know, of course you expect somebody to make, that's what we call an ad hominem attack.
And right.
It's the easiest, cheapest way to go after somebody. So, you know, what do you look like when you take the easiest, cheapest route? You look like an easy, cheap person.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark, I mean, I've known you for a couple of years now, and I've been the viewer to situations where a person face-to-face, or even on an interview on the phone call or something, finds out about your, you know, your past, and they just say, and these are people who have known, some of them have known you for years, much longer than I have, and they go, I had no idea. Why didn't they have any idea? It's because you're not that person anymore. That's over. That's long gone. You know, and my other problem with this, and I've said this before, in fact, I seem to remember when David Allen called in the past, my other problem with this is that you were convicted, again, convicted, keyword, of only killing one person. Look, how many people do I have to tell you that I killed? I think,
you did it while working for the government.
Yeah, just because I did it for the government? Why doesn't anybody, people should be calling in, and please, if you called in and said, hey, you murderer, you killer, and all that stuff, I wouldn't argue with you. I mean, what is the disconnect here?
Somehow,
and I think there's a disconnect in these people's brains that...
I read an article about trolls this week, and what it said, one thing that it said really resonated with me, which was, they're not fighting you, they're fighting boredom or something else. You know, it's not about you. They're just using you as whatever. They're punching bag, and you don't have to let them. You know, choose not to engage with them or to be nice to them or whatever. And, Mark, I think you're always very gracious about it. You don't shy away from talking about the subject.
How can
when
I?
It comes up.
But, you know, I mean, it's a reality.
Yeah,
and
you've had a lot of practice, and you're in a line of work where it's going to come up, but you're open about it. You apologize in an appropriate way, and there has to be some process for redemption. And you too, Brian, you know, you talk about, you don't deny that you were in the military and that you killed people, but you always say that you feel terrible about it, and you've chosen, made a choice to get violence out of your life now.
Completely.
And there does have to, everybody has done things in their life that they're not proud of or that they wish that they hadn't done or that hadn't happened, but there has to be some way, you know, to be redeemed. You know, someone can't be tainted forever by one thing that they did in the past, no matter how horrible it may have been. If they're really regretful about it, if they're really sorry about it, then they should be able to show that to other people.
And that was my goal when I came out of the felon closet, as it were, was to... There's a lot of people out there, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in the United States who are convicted felons. And I want you to know that you can have a better life. You don't have to live whatever that life is you think you've got to live. You can have whatever you want. And if somebody's going to now and then go out and, make me look terrible when on the air, fine. I'm going to turn it into an opportunity to speak to other felons about how you can live a better life.
Yeah, your life is a personal success, in my opinion, Mark. And you've brought so many people to the ideas of peace and liberty. You've done it.
Free talk. Many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find
mind, life-changing, and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And tonight, of course, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
But you're probably wondering, what is ProXPN? Well, before I tell you what ProXPN is, I want to tell you a quick story. And that quick story comes from the former CIA director of the CIA, right? USA. And he made it very, very clear just in the past couple of weeks that they are using search data and other various forms of metadata to find targets, to find terrorists, to find bad actors. And they will use that metadata, upload it to, this is from another story, they will upload that to drones. And, you know, you're essentially, when a drone's on you, you know what happens. Now, that's a very extreme case. Okay, a very, very extreme case. But like with so many things, just like if you happen to have alcohol in the 1920s or, you know, in the early 20th century, you would essentially be a criminal at that time. And at that point, if you were searching on how to make moonshine, say there was a Google back then, your metadata would have just caused you to do a criminal act. Okay? Now, I'm being incredibly extreme, but I'm just trying to paint a picture here for you. You don't want that metadata available to anyone other than you or the intended party. Okay, when you go online. Metadata is just another word for packets. It's another word for everything. All of your data that you send up into the internet, into the cloud. And how do you protect that? How do you get that to go to only the people you want it to? How do you keep it from your eyes being the only ones to see it? You get a virtual private network, a VPN, and that's what ProXVN is. And I'm just saying, someday, maybe it could be that serious. Right now, it's bad enough to where your employer could contact your ISP, like Verizon or Comcast, and say, hey, I want the data on this person, I'm going to be employing them or whatever. And believe me, they can do it. If you have ProXVN, they can't do it. They're not going to see anything. And you have a right to privacy, so I want you to grab ProXVN. Okay, this is, I mean, it costs less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a month. Really inexpensive. Use the code FTL20. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Put that in, or you can use Bitcoin, be as anonymous as you want. You'll get 20% off if you use FTL20. You'll get 30% off instead if you use Bitcoin. And this is available for pretty much any device you've got. Linux, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, you take your pick. Use the code FTL20. I'm telling you, you want this. You really, really want this.
I've got to say that I find it relatively easy to use. The only thing I ever have to worry about is whether or not I'm logged back into ProXVN when I put the computer to sleep and go to a different location. So
right.
Every day I'm going from my home office to the show, and if I want to continue to stay on ProXVN, I've got to make sure when I close it down.
Yeah, you got to give it a few seconds to reconnect.
Well, when it goes to sleep, it wants to find the same network that it was on when it went to sleep, and it can't do that. So if I shut down the computer, then it'll grab the new network.
Right,
it's not a problem. So if I were to shut down my computer every time, and I don't, because I'll have pages up for show prep and stuff like that. So then I've got to log it back on.
Yeah, but even if you can't, it is very, very easy to use. Stephanie, you've used it. You love ProXVN.
I do. I use it on multiple devices, actually.
Yeah.
I've tried to use it on everything I do.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a world-class customer support, so if you do have an issue, get in touch with them, and we thank ProXVN for supporting Free Talk Live. And
Liberty. It's so easy to use.
Yeah, very easy to use, so go for it. FTL20 is the code you can use. But we were talking about, let's get into maybe not so serious matters, of course, then some people consider this a very serious issue, is the decline in marriage numbers.
Yeah, no doubt. We were talking about that in the last segment, and I think it's sort of interesting. And marriage numbers really have dropped over the last few years, last few decades. Before 1970, more men than women acted as breadwinners in a marriage. As a consequence of that dynamic, some women may have used commitment as a tool for economic stability. But as women have gained spots in the workforce, they've attained the ability to financially support themselves, which has brought greater social and political freedoms. In 2012, women composed about half of the labor force, up from 38% in 1970. Their introduction rose steadily from then to about 1990, when it leveled off, according to Pew Social Trends here. Since women joined the workforce, they've also steadily made more money. In 1963, the median woman in America had no income at all. Since then, inflation-adjusted annual earnings of the median full-time female worker increased to almost $20,000 in 2009.
And this is why the family is falling apart.
Well, there are some people who would say that, and actually sometimes they couch it in what they probably think is a rather clever argument, and maybe it is actually, which is that the government loves the women's rights movement because obviously giving women the right to vote didn't do anything. They can't make any meaningful change through the voting system, but now that they're in the workforce, they're making extra money and they're paying taxes on it, and so there's more taxes, and then they also have to give their children to the state because they're not staying home, so they need like state-sponsored daycare and child and government schools and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so there are people who say, yeah, the government loves this. Now, I don't think that's an argument for women being not having the choice other than to stay home and be in the kitchen, though, because I think that everybody should have the choice to do whatever they like. You know, if you're a woman and you want to stay home, cool, like, go ahead. If you're a woman and you want to go to work, you should be able to do that, too.
The choice should be possible. I mean, the choice should be out there.
Yeah, and I see a society, I guess, pre-1970s, perhaps, where there wasn't really much of a choice for women, or the options available to women were not as plentiful as were for men and as there are today.
Right. If you are a housewife and that's what you chose to do, it's freedom. If you are a housewife and you would like to do something else, it's prison.
Yes.
And that's the end of that story. So, I mean, you know, I know lots of women in the liberty movement that their main concerns are raising healthy, well-adjusted children on good homegrown food. This is what concerns my wife, and it concerns a lot of women in the liberty movement.
And that is a full-time job.
That's not said often enough.
It is totally,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a big deal. And I'm really happy for the kids that have awesome parents like that. Maybe it's a mom, maybe it's a dad, but kids that have parents who are willing to put so much energy into making sure that the kid has a good life, that's really cool.
Yeah, and I think
but it should be a choice.
It also often points to what's going to be a well-adjusted child. I think that what you're finding is that for certain types of folks in America, you're finding that they're having kids later, they're having fewer children, and I find this to be honestly a good thing because I'd rather have quality instead of quantity.
Sure.
In the circumstances, yeah, there's all kinds of great stories about how people rose up from, you know, horrifying circumstances or whatever, but it seems to me you're going to raise better kids if you do it a little later.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
And something not being discussed here is, and this is a point that doesn't come up a lot, is that, hey, you know, the man can stay home. He really can. Like, I mean, I never really hear the argument that, hey, well, you know, we mentioned earlier in the show that women can end up making more than men.
They can.
Well, then the man can, you know, why can't he stay home? And I think there's this cultural norm out there where men will just be like, that's not my, I need to be out there. You know, and I think
that's how I feel.
Sure, but I think that's unfortunate. You know, for a lot of people, it's okay to be the guy that stays at home.
I guess I do stay home because I'm at home until 6 p.m. And then I go to do Free Talk Live. And you know, that 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is still a lot of work for my wife. But I can't imagine being the full-time parent. But that's not what I signed up for either. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were very intentional about how we were going to have kids, and we were going to have one, and she was going to take care of it, and I was going to work. And that's what we decided to do. But if people want to have different arrangements, I don't have any problem with it.
For some people, that's a really efficient and well-working division of labor, you know, to have one parent primarily be the one that earns money and one parent be the one that stays home.
Sure.
And, you know, I guess statistically more often it's the woman who would stay home with the kid and the man who would work, right, if it's a straight couple.
Right, but what's the reasons behind that is what I'm concerned about, because
yeah.
I think culturally, I think that's just a cultural moray that's just enforced, or a cultural norm that's enforced on people, that it has to be the woman that stays home.
Yeah.
That's not necessary at all. I mean, I'm glad Marissa Meyer didn't stay home. I enjoyed Gmail for a few years myself. Anyway, your thoughts on marriage, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial, 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, which means that you get to be dallianced by the inimitable team of Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark.
I don't know how inimitable we are, but it's fun to say, right?
Yeah. You know, I think we are.
Maybe we are. I like that. Okay.
I'm going to have to look it up.
You're going to have to.
They can try to imitate us, but they won't be able to do it.
That's right. And we are presently talking about the five reasons that marriage is declining. Mark, you had some thoughts on what exactly...
Yeah, we were talking about women in the workplace here, and I think that definitely has had an issue. And, you know, it's... I don't know. The relationship between men and women, you know, in the home has certainly changed with women getting out in the workplace. They don't have that kind of attachment to the husband, in that they make their own money now, and that's a big deal. But I think also you're seeing people just have fewer children.
And yeah.
Really?
Well, it's statistically, as much as the marriage rates are down, birth rates are down as well. So it's true.
You can get a roommate or, you know, a roommate can be a better financial help than a spouse. So you got to kind of ask yourself sometimes if you're, I mean, marriage really to me is about kids. If you're going to have kids, yeah, maybe you do the marriage thing. But if you're not.
Marriage is supposed to be about a dowry.
Okay.
No.
I didn't get one of those. Did I have to come up with it?
Three camels and a piece of gold.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has in this part of the earth for a good couple hundred years.
Yeah, and I think that it's gone different ways, though. In some cases, the bride's family provides the money, and in some cases, the groom's family provides the money.
Right.
It just depends on the culture as to how it goes. So anyway, I think it's the lower birth rate, too, that's causing marriage to diminish. People just, their values are going in different directions. Kids aren't the asset they used to be. You used to have them, put them to work on the farm. Now they cost you money until they're 35.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars at that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would say that marriage is about kids. Like, that's the reason you would get married.
Well, how many marriages are caused to stay together because of kids?
You know, I wonder about that. It's probably
I think a lot
hard.
Of people do play that, you know, do those mental gymnastics.
Sure. I think a lot of people do that, but it's hard to quantify how many people stay together for the kids,
sure.
or how many people stay together because they want to be married. You know,
a lot of people, decide the grass is greener in a relationship before they have kids, and they, you know, they leave and strike out, and then they say, you know what, things aren't as good as I thought they were going to be out here, and then they go back. I think that in a marriage with kids, you know, the math you do with a kid is like, you're like, oh yeah, you know, life might be a little better out there, but I'd really have to be certain. You want to be more certain, so. You're stuck for 18, 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the other interesting statistic, I suppose, would be is how many children are surprises. You know, how many children were not intended. Doesn't mean they're not loved. I'm just saying that they weren't intended. And I don't think there's any way, because, I mean, how many people are going to, you know, own up to that?
I think it's difficult to get people to fill that. You might be able to do like a anonymous survey and find that out. But I think you'd still find the numbers were low.
Sure.
You know, I our generation, Brian and I, and we're around the age 30, is, I think, one of the, I would say, like, the children of divorce in a large way. You know, I had so many friends in high school where their parents got divorced, and
yeah, mine did too.
It seemed like about half of them, you know, that's maybe a conservative number, had divorced parents.
Yeah, they even had a special group for them called Banana Splits, isn't that humorous?
Mm. Oh, cute. Is that from the school counselor or something?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's not funny because it's very traumatic to children in a lot of cases, but I remember my best friend in high school, you know, her parents were married until she and her brother, who was a little younger than her, went to college, and then as soon as they were both out of the house, the parents split and got divorced.
Right.
And they knew what was up. You know, they knew their parents didn't have a great relationship before they left the house, and they were like, basically, really? You pretended for us? Like, you didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, well, and I make this point often when people ask about it because, you know, I'm divorced, and I helped raise three kids. And I think when you're unhappy, man or woman, you know, wife or husband, whatever, when you're unhappy, the kids can't help. Kids are so intelligent. They are so perceptive. Yeah. They can't help but not see that there's something wrong. And I worry that if you stay together for those reasons, you are coloring their perception of what a relationship is, meaning it's unhappy. And that's not fair. I don't think that's fair to children, you know, to do that, to give them that picture. Whether they consciously or unconsciously realize it, I don't think that's fair at all.
Well, I think parents are trying to figure out what to do in any given circumstance.
I was just about to say that, Mark, because, yeah, the ideal obviously would be to marry someone that you love and are going to love forever and stay together. But
if metric was easy, then everybody would do it.
Yeah, but some people are in a situation where they've married someone and now 10, 15 years later, it's not working out. So what do they do? And that's a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, and it's certainly case by case, right? I mean, what situations, I mean, people might be in situations, financial situations that won't allow for it, whatever the case may be. So that's the hard part with a lot of this stuff is it is all case by case. I don't think that there's, it's all one big gray area. I don't think that there's a hard and fast rule that you can lay down on, okay, what do I do here? You know, especially like you mentioned our generation, Stephanie, our generation, you know, we're dealing with, I don't think things have really changed, but we're dealing with a world where information is so in your face and out there that now we know that, you know, we're finding out so many truths about how this stuff works, and nobody ever admitted it before, so nobody knows what to do about it. You know, nobody knows how to really knows how to react. It's where before they just kind of buried their feelings, hum-hawed, and, you know, went back to business.
Mm.
Okay, but that's not, you know, we're trying to advance as a species. So yeah, it's a real concern. Mark, what there's five of these, aren't there?
There's some number like that. I'm just thinking about a friend of mine who said that his dad used to go out, you know, just to avoid his mother, go out and water the lawn. I mean, you know, what a boring existence.
Yeah.
Anyway, number four here is contraception use. The rise of contraception made waiting to marry easier for both genders because they could have sex outside of wedlock without worrying as much about getting pregnant. And obviously, there's a lot of people out there that decided to get married to be able to have sex on both sides of the gender aisle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back
generationally, when, I think this was one of the key things for sex, I mean, in modern society.
I had a girlfriend in high school who said that she was going to wait until she got married. And as far as I know, she did. I have no clarity on either side. I did not. And she got married to the guy a guy very young, and she's still married to him. And I suppose it's a testament to, choosing to wait. And what's interesting about her is she wasn't religious. She wasn't a religious person. She didn't go to church or anything like that. She just chose to do that. Her family certainly encouraged her.
The values may come from religion, but they leak into all aspects of culture. They really do.
I'm just surprised. You know, like, I haven't heard this. People choosing to wait till marriage that aren't religious are pretty rare, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless.
Yeah, I heard some statistic a while back that said 99% of couples that get married are, like, both of them are not virgins.
I would think that would be the case.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's probably so.
Rare.
I mean, and you know, and I wouldn't advocate for, because I think a lot of people, their justification for having sex before marriage or whatever, I mean, I don't even advocate for marriage, but, you know, the people that do that would say, it's like, well, you got to, you know, make sure. I mean, this is the person you're going to be with for the rest
of
your life.
You wouldn't buy a car without test driving it?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that that's even good logic. Okay, I worry about that because, I mean, that puts a kind of a skewed importance, perhaps, on sex. But at the same time, I mean, there's women who, sex is painful. And especially if you're getting into a situation, a family situation, where you want a family situation, lots of kids, all that stuff, whatever, and sex is painful for your, for your soon-to-be wife,
yeah,
that's a problem. You know, I mean, why would you want to, why put her through all that pain? I mean, so, I don't know.
Just got to lie back and think of England.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Margaret Thatcher said or something?
I have no idea what Margaret Thatcher said, but I've never lied back and thought of England.
Yeah.
That would be advice to women on their wedding night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm curious about the contraception thing because they're saying that there's plenty of it. That it's plenty available, but then I don't know of a whole lot of people making access of it. Or like over the past, 20 years of my life, I'll say, I think people maybe should have. It doesn't seem to be, like, it's still so shamed. I mean, this is making the case that it's available and plenty of people are using
it. Let's see, that condoms have been around since for 100 years.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more of the pill.
Yeah, the pill was a big deal. That started coming out, in the 1960s or 50s?
Yeah.
Don't most women take the pill?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I don't think that's so.
I've got to say that most of the women that I dated took the pill, and I would wear a condom.
Yeah,
so
that's
not
the
a bunch
same
of
thing to do if you don't want to get
there's
pregnant.
One little one, and he is cute.
Your thoughts on contraception? Is that what's bringing down the decline of marriage? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.